This morning's public reading of God's Word comes from 1 Samuel chapter 18, and we're going to be reading in our hearing verses 6 to 16. As you remember from last week, we read into the first five verses of 1 Samuel 18 because I believe that it was part of the context in the chapter and the verse divisions. We love them, we use them, but at times they can be a hindrance as far as context. So we're going to pick up, how about we pick up with verse 5 and read down to verses 16 here this morning. This is God's eternal word. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with music, instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul had slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the singing displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. What can he have more but the kingdom? And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, quote, I will smite David even to the wall with it, unquote. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all of his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. How about we entitle this Saul's Jealousy of Young David? Let's kind of remember that when we upload. King Saul's Jealousy of Young David. There, wrote it down. Now, the question is why? Why was Saul so jealous now of a young man that had proved himself so valiantly, not only on behalf of the king, but on behalf of the nation? Now, when we read this, I would say most people are simply going to say, Pastor Bob, Saul became jealous over David because of the number of people that he killed. Well, I would say that would be maybe a little bit of that jealousy. Then there's someone going to say, oh, no, I think the jealousy stems from what we read in that verses 6. When they came back from the slaughter of the Philistines, the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet Saul and David. And in their singing, the women answered one to another, you know, Saul's killed his thousands, but boy, David killed his 10,000s. Now that sounds like a good reason for Saul to really get jealous of David. And not once, but twice, based on verses 11, to put a spear or a javelin into the very heart and soul of David and simply get rid of him, get rid of the threat. Then there are those who might say, well, Pastor Bob, based on verses 8, when Saul hears this singing by the women, that seems to spark off this envy and jealousy, but I think it really boils down to what comes in verses 8 at the end, when Saul says, what can he have more but my throne? He wants my job. He wants my crown. And I would say that all of those put together would give a good reason why Saul was really jealous of David. But I think there's something else that's said, and maybe you've already picked it out. There's something else that's said. Actually, it's mentioned twice. Look at verse 12. And Saul was afraid of David. Now, maybe all the other things I just mentioned are put into the equation, but here is the crowning trump card, because the Lord was with David, but had departed from Saul. There's the rub. So I would say that when you are in a jam or in a pickle with some of your brothers and sisters in Christ, because you take such an adamant position on certain things, things that need to be doctrinally sound and doctrinally square, things that are essential and part of the Christian faith that we simply can't compromise or give away part of the farm, they're not going to like you. And maybe it's because the Lord is with you. And maybe in regards to their fellowship and their unique relationship with him, he's departed from them. Not losing salvation, but the communication between earth and heaven has a lot of static. Notice also verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all of his ways. David was walking, to quote the Apostle Paul, circumspectively. I think that's mentioned in Romans either 12 or 4, I think 12, verses 12 or 13. Redeeming the time and walking circumspectively. David was walking very wisely, very carefully, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, verse 15, Saul was afraid. So it would seem in this instance that David's light was very shiny and David's salt was very salty, while Saul's light and salt had waned in its effectiveness and its usefulness for him to remain as king. And so, beloved, I simply offer to you that when your life is so pleasing to the Lord, and notice also, the only person who had an issue was Saul. All the other readings that we've done, okay, look at verse 16. Israel and Judah loved David. They didn't have a problem with David. Saul's the only one that has a problem with David, because he, David, went out and came in before them. David was willing to identify with God's people, going in and coming out. Notice the only person that had the angst was the king. It would seem, based on the text, that everybody got along with David, and David seems to be getting along with everybody else. Notice the key. The Lord was with David, but not with Saul. That's the key to David's success. Not his military skills, though he had skill. Not his might, his mind, his strength, killing a bear and killing a lion. Come on, I mean to say, I know I couldn't do that. Despite all the gifts and the talents that David was anointed with, David's behavior among the people won him their heart's affection. Then you add the fact that God was with him. And that is an ingredient for another person's envy and jealousy, automatic. And let's stop and think. One last application that just popped in my noodle. What about the greater David? Oh, Jesus was loved by the harlots, the tax collectors, the ones whom he forgave. Many of them wanted to follow him, but he sent them back home. Tell others what the Lord has done for you. Who are the ones who are jealous and envy? The religious leaders. Yeah. Jesus had won the hearts of many of the people because he went in and out among them and acted wisely. John chapter 11, the high priest makes a prophecy, not knowing exactly what he's saying. It is expedient that one die for the nation and that we do not lose our status with the Romans. Yeah, jealousy and envy. Well, may the Lord truly bless his word. Amen.